Heaven. Why not? I'm mostly going to be in ESV. A few times we'll be in Amplified. But if you want to go to a different translation, you're welcome to go wherever you want. But you can't really worship God when you're anxious. It says the only way to worship is in spirit and truth. So if you're not a babe in the Lord no more, the Lord's not going to answer your worry prayers. He's going to put them on pause and slap you upside the head. Listen, you're worrying so much, it's sucking you dry. And you can't warfare worrying. So the bottom line problem out of all of it, I'm going to name a lot of stuff, is we're not trusting God. Bottom line. Not trusting God. Do not be anxious about anything. Pause. But we're anxious about everything. Right? So if the Bible says don't kill, we're not supposed to kill. The Word of God says don't be anxious. It's a sin. If I'm overly doing it, it's a sin. If I'm living in it day to day, it's a sin. But in everything, by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving. That means don't just come to God, Lord, I need this, I need that, I need this, I need that, I need this, I need that. All right, Lord, see you later. No, Father, for 47 years you gave me good health. For 47 years I've been blessed, but Lord, you know my knee is killing me right now. So I pray by Jesus' wounds I'm healed. That's your word, Lord. Your word says, heal me, Lord, so that I may be healed. Deliver me, Lord, so that I may be delivered. Thank him in your prayers. Even before he answers them, give him a prophetic praise, a sacrificial praise. Let your request be known to God. That's the easy part. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So you let God know. He knows. Technically, he knew even before you told him. He just wants you to be aware that you're suffering anxiety. And me, before the Lord, I didn't know what anxiety was. Who knew what anxiety? Who knew what bitterness? Like, these are like Christian terms. Like, and the Holy Spirit had to show me a long time ago, listen, when you were young in the car and you would throw up all the time, you were suffering with anxiety. I said, I'm glad you told me, Holy Spirit, because I used to go with my grandmom and her sisters. I thought it was a bunch of old ladies wearing horrible perfume. I didn't know it was anxiety. It was the worst smell ever. So the peace of God will guard your heart and mind, but you have to pray with faith. I minister to people, Mark, I pray, and I pray, and I pray, and I don't know what's going on. Well, you're worrying and you're praying. You're not praying by faith. You're not taking God on his word. His peace will guard your heart and your minds through faith. Through faith. Go Matthew 6:34. The enemy's going to try any crack he could get in. Your dreams, he'll attack your dreams. He'll attack your mind, your heart. He'll have the most negative person in your life spit negativity to you all day long. And you're sitting there entertaining it. Certain enough, you're believing it. Don't allow your ear to be garbage disposals. Say, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. God's going to provide for all of my needs according to his riches and glory. That's one of your answers right there, because we all have a ton of needs. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own troubles. In other words, there's enough problems today. You have enough problems. What are you worrying about tomorrow for? Take care of today. Be focused about today. So we're worrying, is the Lord going to provide for me 20 years from now? Oh, is my health going to be good 30 years from now? I mean, take care of your responsibilities today. That's all nonsense. Sometimes we're so focused on tomorrow that we're not even doing what we're supposed to be doing today right. And that's a trick of the devil. He wants to trick, oh man, when I'm getting older now, my body's falling apart. How am I going to provide? How am I going to do all this responsibility that the Lord gave me? Faith, that's how. Faith. when my body starts feeling it and I'm not getting no energy, I'm like, Lord, I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You got to learn how to say God's words out loud. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So when you say it, you believe it, then you walk into it. It's not a feeling. It sometimes does feel good, but just sometimes your marriage, you're like, marriage? I'm married, really? I left her 5 years ago. You ain't going to feel married all the time. You're going to feel like going to church. You're not going to feel like being a dad. You got to fight through your feelings into your spirit. That's where the faith is at. Now, don't worry about your kids tomorrow. How are they going to get in college? How are they going to be provided for? How's this going to work out? God knows. It's not our job to figure it out. It's our job to trust God. And sooner or later, he will give you light. He will tell you, sometimes it just works itself out. Most of my problems just work themselves out. I don't have to do nothing. But once in a while, the Lord's like, Mark, you got to do this. Mark, you got to do that. Mark, you got to do this. And he'll lead you. That's him being a shepherd. He is a good shepherd. He's a chief shepherd. He knows how to guide. Our Father knows he's better than any GPS system. He is better. And sometimes that is the hardest part of serving the Lord, through guidance. Going through one bad season to another bad season. Like, Lord, come on now. Didn't we do this already? Don't worry. Worrying sucks the life out of you. Anxiety sucks the life out of you. It's like walking around. One of my kids is like 8 or 10. And he's so heavy. I can't imagine. Anxiety is draining you and sucking you. We skipped Peter. 1 Peter 5, 6 to 8. So faith, looking too far ahead. Think about right now. Don't look ahead. Like when I used to roof, I used to look at the weather because you could pay by the day. Look at the weather. Oh, rain Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm just going to jump off the roof. What am I even going to live for? Like, it's not going to rain. I'm not going to get paid. I'm thinking ahead. And the Lord's like, stop looking at that thing. You're feeding your fear with that. Where are you feeding your fear at? Where are you feeding your fear? The Bible says if you feed the flesh will grow. Where are you feeding your fear? Humble yourselves, Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. I'm going to stop right there. Let's go backwards. All right, before you could cast your cares or your anxieties on him, Christ, it says to humble yourselves. So, to submit yourselves to the mighty hands of God is a different translation. So in other words, sometimes we're not submitting ourselves to the Lord in an area that we should be, and you're opening up a door and you can't. Did you ever say, Lord, I gave that to the Lord. Why am I still walking around? Why am I waking up in the middle of the night still thinking about this problem? Why am I worrying if I gave it to the Lord? And the Lord's like, you're not submitting yourself in a certain area.
God, you're showing me, I call it troubleshooting. He's troubleshooting. All right, Lord, you're showing me I'm not doing, son. Then later down the road, he'll show me what I'm supposed to do. So if he cares for you,
give it to him. Don't come in church, praise God, worshiping God. Lord, I'm giving you all my anxieties, I'm giving you all my fears, I'm giving you all my doubt. Then before you leave, you pick it right back up and you walk out. How stupid is that? You know why we do that? Because there's an enemy out there. I didn't get to that part yet. I gave the Lord. Lord's going to provide. Lord's going to heal me. Lord's going to work out my kids' problems in school. Here goes the enemy flooding your mind and your heart with doubt, with worry. And instead of saying, God's going to provide for all my needs. Oh, man, I got to think this over again. I got to think about it. I got to overthink. I got to draw conclusions. I got to lean on my own understanding. Instead of, I'm getting ahead of myself, holding that thought captive, I'm not entertaining that thought. I'm going to entertain that God's going to provide for all of my needs. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he's going to do it. Be sober-minded. Be clear-minded. Have a healthy mind. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. So you cannot have a sober mind when you're flooded with anxiety. You cannot. You cannot have a sober mind when you're flooded with anxiety. You can't be watchful. It's impossible. Watchful means to be careful. Be careful. Don't let anything come into your mind. He's prowling around trying to pump you with fear, anxiety, worrying, and doubt. Satan, get out of here. I don't want to give Jason thousands of curses, but after that says, resist him. It's the same thing James says. Resist Satan. How? By putting on an old black and white TV movie that's going to make me depressed and hang myself? By watching the news so I can be pumped up with fear? So I can watch my situation more than Jesus? So I can look at my bills? I got that big fat bill laying around? No. Resist him with the word of God. Not your feelings, not your thoughts. Out loud. Say God's word. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm a king's child. He has not forsaken me. He will never forsake me. He will never leave me. Say God's word out loud. It is your sword of the spirit. So he's going to come. He's going to roar. You're going to die. No, I'm not going to die. I'm going to live and I'm going to proclaim the name of the Lord. That's what's going to happen, Satan. Get out of here. He's going to try to roar to take our focus off of Christ. He wants your focus on your health, your wife, your kids, your money, your problem. What's going on? You're getting older. What's going to happen? Psalm 94:19. Jason's going to put it up in the ESV, but I'm going to read it in the NIV. I don't stick to no certain versions because my mind changes. I hated the NLT when I first got saved. I hated it. But I started to like it after a while. And the Lord showed me our minds change, our bodies change. Your mind, when you serve God, your mind opens up. You get smarter when you start serving God. You become brighter. You become more intelligent. What I do, I read through the ESV or Amplified, and if it's not showing me clearly my brain how to understand it, I'll go in another translation. I'm just going to read King James, and that's it. That's all I'm ever going to read. All right, you want to be a caveman Christian? Go ahead. Be a caveman Christian. Oh, Jason got it. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. That's great, ain't that the word of God? God does not lie. There are times all you got to do is pray. Lord God, I can't do nothing. I'm praying, Father. Your word says my anxiety is so bad that my anxiety has anxiety. It's horrible. Lord, you say you're going to comfort me and you're going to bring me joy. And he will. You got to call God on his word. His word is a covenant. His covenant is a contract, and it's dipped in the blood. It's dipped in the blood of Jesus Christ, meaning it has power. It is effective. It's going to become alive. But do you believe it? Oh, God's going to love Charles, but God ain't going to love me. God's going to put Charles back together, but he ain't going to put me back together. He's going to help my wife, but he's not going to do it for me because I got to always go the hard way all the time. Do you ever think like that? Lord, why do we got to go the hard way all the time? Come on, give me a break. Pray that, Lord, my anxiety's great, and he'll take it, I'm telling you. Not all the time the Lord is slowpoke Gonzalez. Sometimes it's speedy, fast, speedy, quick. Who's parent here? You want to see your kids suffer with anxiety? Do you want to see your kids in torment? No, God don't want. But he wants us to know what we're going through. Lord, I'm suffering with anxiety. Set me free. So I can serve you. Luke 12:25. Oh, no, we did that already. No, we did. Luke 12:25. So when you're suffering anxiety, you're not trusting God. You're not trusting God. And someone like me, I want my problems fixed right now. I'll try in my head, try to go over how I'm going to do it. I'll even come up with a solution. then my obsessiveness kicks in. I'm trying to think it again. I got to figure it out again. Wait, you did it already. You know what you're going to do, Mark. I don't want to wait till tomorrow to fix my problem. We put it on ourselves, so we don't even need Satan sometimes. We put it on ourselves. I don't want to wait till tomorrow. I got to know right now. I got to know right now. And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? In other words, you can't add anything. Nothing. Your bank account's not going to change. Your health ain't going to change. Your situation's not going to change. Your problem's not. It's like a rocking chair. It moves around all day but goes nowhere. Who has time to waste? I don't have no time to waste. I don't want the enemy sticking his teeth in me, sucking my strength out. I don't need that. We need our strengths to gird the loins of our mind. We need our strength to put on our armor. We need our strength to serve. We need our strength to sing. The enemy knows that. And Daniel says that the enemy will try to wear out the saints. He wants to wear us out. And one of the ways is anxiety. You can't add anything. You're never going to get better by wearing. Nothing's ever going to change. It's such false sense of you taking care of the problem. It's false. Luke 10:38-42. We're going to go on Amplified. But I don't know if Jason's going to put up an Amplified. I told him ESV. This is when we're loaded down with responsibility. Some of us, the Lord loves giving us responsibility, boy. And you focus on your responsibilities more than the Lord, you're going to become anxious because it becomes a distraction. I don't care how mature you think you are. You got a lot of responsibility. You may be doing it, but you're not doing it in the spirit. You're doing it, you've been doing it in the flesh, and it brings on anxiety. It brings on torture. It brings on distraction. He's got it. Yeah, I'm going to read it in here. Here we go again. Now, while they were on their way, it occurred that Jesus entered a certain village, and a woman named Martha received and welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister named Mary, who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was listening to his teaching. But Martha, overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving. And she came up to him and said, "Lord, is it nothing to you that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me to lend a hand and do her part along with me." But the Lord replied to her by saying, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. There is a need of only one, or but a few things. Mary has chosen the good portion, that which is to her advantage, which shall not be taken away from her." Praise God. Sometimes we need to be put in our place. I need the Lord to slap me upside the head once in a while. Mark, you're taking it too serious. Come on, Mark, relax a little bit. Focus on me. When you're focused on me, you're not going to be worried about what Martha's doing. Mary, why are you worrying about what Mary? Be concerned about what you're doing. You're at work, you're like, why ain't they doing this? Why am I? Oh, poor me. I'm the only one that has to do this. Why do I got to stay late? That is such a negative stinking attitude, and it doesn't get nothing done. All it does is make you bitter, mad, anxious, and worried. He said, you're distracted. Do not allow your responsibilities to distract you. You don't want to blow your testimony being negative Nancy at work, being miserable in church. We walk in the Spirit. We serve in the Spirit. We worship in the Spirit. We praise in the Spirit. And when you're distracted, right now we're thinking, I got to go home. I got to do this. I got to take care of that. That has to get done. That's not in the Spirit. In the Spirit, it's Christ and Christ alone. It's Him, the King of Kings. All about you, Lord. It's not about our responsibilities. The Lord can raise up demons to do our responsibilities if He wanted to. Let's go to Jeremiah 17:7-8. Trust God. You got money problems? Trust God. You got mental problems? Trust God. You got family problems? Trust God. Me, personally, the Lord is always dealing with my weaknesses. I'm like, Lord, please, can we do something where I'm strong at? Can we, like, do something that I'm good at? And he's like, no, I'm exposing all your weaknesses because that's where you're not trusting me at. He wants us to trust him in every area of our life. So he'll bring up something, and you're like, man, I didn't even know I was like that. Like, when you go to the gym, you usually hit the muscles that you usually hit all the time. So it ain't that big of a... When you start hitting muscles that you never hit before, you're like, oh, man, what was that? And that's what the Holy Spirit does in us. He starts hitting things inside of you. You're like, man, I can't believe that was inside of me. I'm a big baby in this area. Did the Lord ever show you that you're a big baby in an area? You're like, oh, I got to repent quick. But deliverance doesn't come right then and there. Sometimes you got to work it out. Sometimes it's seasons after season. You're like, Lord, I hate this. I do the thing that I hate. Like, that's where I want you. I want you to hate it. Before you didn't even realize you were walking in it. Now you can see it. Now you hate it. And then sooner or later, the Lord will deliver you. He put up 7. I'm going to read 7. Can you put 8 too, Jason, please? If not, I'll read it on my phone. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when the heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of the drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. That's the whole purpose of everything. It's not I want a multi-million dollar business. I want to have the biggest church in the world. I want to have 50 proper. No, the main focus is to become more like Christ. What's the sense of doing all these great deeds and I'm not walking in love? I'm not walking in patience. I'm not kind. I'm not good. I have no self-control at all. That's all fruit of the Spirit. The water, of course, is the Word of God, the Holy Spirit. No, not fear. It's the heat, the pressures of life. Your bills are stacking up. Your knees are killing you. You got to walk around all day long. You got to take care of all this stuff, and your body's aching. The drought. The Lord puts us in droughts. He puts us in furnaces. He puts us in lions then. But the real you comes out in the fire. Let me tell you something about yourself. When the pressure's on, the real you comes out to play. There's no pretension. There's no acting. There's no putting on a show. And the Lord's like, that's who you really are. I want you to be you. Why? So I confess, Lord, I'm being pretentious. Lord, I'm being a hypocrite. Lord, I'm acting more spiritual than I really am. Lord, all right, now let's start working on it. Let's start working on your impatience. Let's start working on your doubt. Let's start working on your overreacting. Did you ever overreact over something stupid? Then as the day goes on, you're like, I can't believe I just made that a big deal. That wasn't even a big deal. And I made such a big deal of that little stupid thing. He don't want us to be anxious in the year of drought. Because usually the year of drought is the year of testing. The Lord will test us. All right, you're all good when that money's coming in. Are you good when your money's not coming in? You're all good when you're looking all nice. Are you good when you're not looking all nice? Proverbs 12:35. The Holy Spirit is perfecting us. And he wants us to know our weaknesses. We could be great in one area. You could be great in giving away all your money. You're so generous. But when it comes, somebody comes in your world and wants 2 seconds, you snap out. Because you got your schedule. I got my schedule. I got to take care of this. I got to run here. And then somebody's in front of you, try to run them over like a bulldozer. Mark, that's not a problem. Yes, it is. Love is patient. Love is not snappy. There's times I want to body slam my kids. I'm like, you're so blessed that I have self-control. I'm ready to give them the figure 4 Nelson leg lock. I'm like, man, Lord, why are these kids getting... The Holy Spirit puts certain people in your life that know how to push your buttons. They know. And they're the people you got to be patient with. They're the people you got to work with. Somebody can say something to you 50 times and your wife says the same thing one certain way, you're ready to chop her head off. Your wife says, like, man, I'm like, our family knows how to push our buttons. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. So anxiety is a weight. We're in a race. Pastor Joe reads it all the time in Hebrews. Cast every weight aside. But this is where it gets sick. We're sick people. We become comfortable. Did you ever become comfortable in something negative? You become comfortable in darkness. You become comfortable lying. You become comfortable in depression. I was depressed so long before the Lord. When I got saved, I have hope. We have hope now. Why? Because we have God's word now. I was so far in the darkness, I didn't even know that I was depressed. I didn't even know. Sometimes we suffer with anxiety so bad. The Bible says, renounce all ungodliness. Is anxiety godliness? No. Sometimes we're so close, we become one with anxiety that, man, it's just who I am. Mark, I was born a worry. No, you weren't. If you're wondering, oh, that's just what I do. No, it's not. You don't have to be you. Your identity is not worrying. Your identity is in trusting God. You allowed the enemy to lie to you. Well, Mark, I was born gay. No, you weren't. You have the opportunity to become born again. You have the opportunity to trust God. Before I got saved, and I wasn't really reading the word like I should have. In my mind, I always thought I was stupid. I said, I'm not going to read. Why am I even going to try to read this thing? And I said, Lord, if you want me to be a Christian, I had a little bit of discernment. I was like, I know I got to read the Bible. I know it. If you want me to read this Bible, give me the desire to read it. Because my mind, I was stupid. The only thing I read was in the back of the sports section of the Daily News. Who won? Because I gambled. Who won this? Who won that? That's the only thing I ever read. If I started a book, I never finished it. Like, I believed a lie that I was stupid. And the Holy Spirit told me one day, you weren't stupid. Nothing just interests you. I'm like, okay, I'll take that. Nothing interests me. But I believed the lie that I was stupid. We fall in it. I'm just a worrier. That's what I do. I worry. No, you don't have to worry. I renounce anxiety. I renounce worrying in the name of Jesus Christ. Cast that weight aside. Tired. It's in the middle of the day and you're tired. Like, why? Because you're walking around anxious. It's a weight. It holds you down. Cast every weight aside. Isaiah 35:4. I don't know if I gave this one to Jason, but I'll try to wrap it up soon. I'll start talking. All right, this is a word from the Holy Spirit he gave me. Somebody's been suffering bad with anxiety. I pray you go home and meditate on it because it's really good. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong. This is a rhema word given to you by the Logos word. Before we know about the word, you have the Ramos word, the Logos word, words of knowledge, words of wisdom. So when people say word, discern. Because a lot of people just think it's the Logos word. No, there's four words biblically. So to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with recompense of God. He will come and save you. In other words, God's coming to save the day. He's going to deal with your enemies. He's going to deal with your enemies, and he's going to save, deliver you. Another word for save is deliver. He's going to save you, deliver you. He's going to help you. He's going to set you free. All right. Now, I'm going to read a list of things that causing. I'm not going to talk about it. So I just want us to know things that will bring on anxiety or make it worse. Sin, ultimately, it's sin. Not trusting God is sin. That's probably the worst sin you could ever have is not trusting God. Not confessing sin, doubt, feeding or living in the flesh, getting into the flesh one way or another, overthinking, leaning on your own understanding, psychoanalyze. Who's a psychoanalyzer? You like to psychoanalyze every single thing. Confusion, not trusting God, I said that. You're comfortable in it, I said that. You're obsessed with something, living by sight, impatience. It was a simple scripture. 2 Corinthians 5:7. We walk by faith, not by sight. My problem says I'm done. My problem says the situation says what's going on, I'm done. Why even sit here and work? I'm quitting. I'm leaving. It's not going to work out. Why am I going to try to work out this marriage? It's done. It's over. It's over. My life is over. The doctor told me it's over, so it's over. No, that's living by sight, not by faith. Philippians, God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. God will supply all your needs. So when Satan tries to throw in your face that nothing's going to work out, You say, God's going to supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. And 1 Peter 1:13 talks about girding the loins of your mind. So in the Old Testament, they were kind of wore like these dresses. And when they were ready to serve, they would tighten them up. So our minds are everywhere sometimes on 50,000 things. Peter's saying, gird, tighten up your mind, focus on the Lord, think about him, and use your mind as a blessing. Here's a simple one. Rejoice always. Satan throws your bill in your face. Rejoice always. My back is killing me. Count it all joy. Sometimes we're in disobedience and we don't even know. We're feeding our fears and our anxieties. That's disobedience. No, the Lord says to rejoice always. Rejoice always. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for these problems. I know you're going to work them for the good. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the valley. Thank you for the storm. Thank you, Jesus. I choose to rejoice today. And Psalm 42:5. We'll end it with this one. We got to learn how to encourage ourselves. You're not going to have your favorite preacher pop out of your closet and start preaching to you every 2 seconds. You're not going to have your pastor pop up every 2 seconds. We have to learn how to talk to ourselves. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation. Talk, why am I discouraged? Why am I anxious? Why am I worrying about this stupid thing? Why I came to church? I was all excited. I gave it to God. I walked out for 2 seconds, got on the phone. Somebody pumped me with fear. Now I'm back in the same. Because you didn't fight back. You did not fight back. You didn't put on your helmet of salvation. You didn't take your sword of spirit, the word of God. Hope in God. He is faithful. Don't rely on your faithfulness. He's faithful. Hope in his love. Hope in his word. The Bible says he works all things together for the good. But we're psychoanalyzing it. It doesn't look like the Lord's working it for the good. It looks like I'm a goner. It looks like I'm in a poorhouse. No, hope in God. For to just live by faith and not by sight. Praise him again. Praise him again. Did you stop praising? I guarantee you stop praising because you stop walking by faith. I guarantee it. Faith is a praiser. Faith gets his praise on. If you're trusting God, you're going to be praising the Lord. The enemy wants to shut your mouth up because your mouth is your authority. He wants to shut your mouth up. He wants you to stop telling people about the Lord. He wants you to stop encouraging people. He wants you to stop directing people. He wants you to stop giving him praise and worship him. Don't let the enemy steal your voice. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for this word. You don't want your people anxious. You don't want us with change. You don't want us with a weight. You don't want us in fear. You don't want us double-minded. Your word says a double-minded man is unstable in everything he does. We're trusting you over here, but over here we're not trusting you. Lord, help us to continue. No matter what the situation looks like, we're going to continue. No matter how bad things get, we're going to persevere. We're going to walk with patience. We're going to walk in love. Help our attitude, Lord. Sometimes our attitude gets funky, and you want us to renew our minds. Help us to cultivate your word, Father, because it works. Lord, we renounce anxiety in the name of Jesus Christ. And some of us, if we're being attacked, you spirit of anxiety, you have to flee in the name of Jesus Christ. You have to go. Christ Jesus' throne is above your throne. He stripped you at the cross, made a public spectacle of you, triumphing over you. We have victory. We don't receive anxiety. We don't believe it. We don't receive it. It has to go. The spirit of torment has to flee. That we are God's children. We are saints. We are born again. And we are free in Jesus' name.